All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. This part of the week where we stick our drive radio portion in this as well, or wear that hat. And Richard, you've driven a couple cars here lately. One of these that we'll most likely replay again on Saturday is the 2025 Honda Pilot Black Edition.
Yes, so 2025 Honda Pilot Black Edition, Dad, which is a Honda Pilot with a $1,500 appearance package on it.
Okay.
So it changes the appearance. And here's the deal. That's not to knock it, because I think that some people will like the Black Edition for what it brings, right? And the different accents and the blacked out, you know, trim packages and trim pieces that it does give you. So that is not a knock. I'm just telling you what it is. So if you know what a Honda Pilot is, I encourage you, check this vehicle out, Dad. And it is the same Pilot, Dad, that was introduced back in 2023 and is a fantastic vehicle, especially if you're looking for kind of that mid-sized SUV with a two full-size rows, right, with that third row as a kid hauler, right? And, mm-hmm. and some people are going to say, oh, those fit adults. Dad, I don't think that this car should, right? And this size of car and vehicle in the market and, you know, other competitors, they don't fit full-size adults, and there's nothing wrong with that. I was able to drive the kids around it, put them in the third row. They fit fine. There's still a little bit of storage behind the third row, which is great. The model that we had, you can actually take out the center console in the second row, store it kind of in the storage that's behind the third row, you know, obviously in the trunk space, Dad.
Right.
If you don't want that, right, and that gives you a little bit more real pass-through room, but if you don't want to do that, you can have a really great storage space in the third row that gives you even more room for groceries and some other things. And so if you're okay with, you know, sort of people kind of sneaking in, you know, as you slide the second seat forward and you don't need them to sort of pass through the middle of the second row, this is the, you know, it gives you the ability to do that. Price-wise, Dad, on the Pilot, starts for anywhere from about $41,595 for the Sport Edition to this Black Edition that we drove, which is about $56,130. Fuel economy is 19 and 25. We were able to average about 21.22. The acceleration and stuff, Dad, this is, you know, it's got a 3.5-liter V6. It's got a 10-speed automatic transmission, okay, which runs really well. Is this going to blast anyone off the line? Nope, but it's not meant to be, and I'm not knocking it for that. Relatively quiet on the inside, got a lot of the creature comforts that you want on the inside. I'm not going to give everything to everyone on that. You can go kind of look for yourself of what you're looking for. But, Dad, you've driven Pilots in the past, and you've driven the newer one, and it is a great option for that midsize SUV market.
Solid vehicle. I get people all the time that ask, you know, I'm looking at this versus that, and this is a particular vehicle that always comes up in the lead, if you would, Richard, just because of its known reliability. By the way, its resale side is always high. I mean, at the end of the day, Richard, it's a Honda SUV. You can't go wrong.
Exactly. And Honda, again, lots of reliability, right, Dad? And it's got great, you know, great visibility.
Yep.
Yes, at our altitude, would I love a little bit more oomph in there? There's some different competitors out there. They've got some different engine options. Yes. But for the value, Dad, where you're in the mid-50s, so you're sub $60,000 for an all-wheel drive, mind you. This is an all-wheel drive vehicle. It's really hard to beat. So I would encourage folks, head to your local Honda dealer, test drive it. And if you've got kids, and, Dad, I know this next part you don't care about, but if you've got car seats, folks, I can tell you that car seats will fit in this car, and they fit in relatively well and easily, and I encourage you to go out, put your car seats in these cars, because the last thing you want to do is buy a car and something doesn't fit, right? And then you got to figure out what to do there. So encourage folks, check it out. Head to your local Honda dealer. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.